What is this shift?
We ready? Let the arms jingle. Jingle arms.
Arms.
Welcome, shifties, one and all.
Welcome, welcome.
Shift hit the fan. Chewbacca's hanging in there. Welcome to the party. We have a new tarot deck that we're working with. It's very beautiful. Oh,
It's
my pleasure.
beautiful.
Hey. Want to show the people your cards?
Yeah, so we got the Gentle Tarot today, which is a beautiful deck. So it says the Gentle Tarot is an indigenous made hand drawn tarot filled with imagery influenced by life in remote Alaska. The colorful art inspires connection with our natural environment, providing an open door for self-healing. The Gentle Tarot reminds us that when we truly believe in ourselves, we become powerful, potent beings. Yeah. So, by Mary in the Sky, or Marie in the Sky, I already said that. So, the Gentle Tarot.
I love that description.
Yeah.
It brings life to this, the just the, like what we were talking about right before we started recording, that all the stuff I've been reading outside of alchemy and all the things that I've been doing outside of alchemy have been really just reaffirming all of the things that, as long as I trust myself, and trust the process, that all of the information is going to come to me. I'm just reading everything that I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome. I've been doing this. So, just keep getting affirmation or reaffirming messages that I'm on the right path. So hearing that was really cool. I'm glad you read that.
Yeah.
We also got,
Truly believe in ourselves, we become powerful, potent beings. And it's right in line with something I was writing today with the stick work that I do. And or I guess yesterday I was writing it, but this idea of trust and belief, when we trust in ourselves and trust in basically what I was saying is that the process itself is somewhat irrelevant. But the process can help us find trust and belief in ourself and in who we are. Believe that we have that capacity within us to make change.
also right in line with the cards we pulled.
Yeah, I loved what you were saying about it. So here, I'll show the cards. We have the Seven of Thunder, and it's this beautiful links with this lightning in the background. And calm in the storm type feeling, calm, wild. And then the hidden energy, we have the Five of Cups. And it's this woman who is covered in black robes, from her head down to her feet. And in a very dark scene with a moon, a crescent moon in the background. And she has three cups spilled with two cups full. And she's got her back turned towards, turned away towards, sorry, her back. She is turned away from the cups that are behind her. So. Yeah, I want to hear your thoughts. I think you had some beautiful thoughts there.
Well, I was just about to say too, this is really gonna, because we don't have a guidebook, we're still going off of our intuition, so it's connecting to that message, of trusting ourselves. And what we're getting out of just the visuals on this. I have a picture of it in front of me. And what I was saying is, you know, what I see from the cat is, you know, the first thing I thought was Thundercats. And but it's almost as if and also what's it called? Thor, God of Thunder, right? I watched the Love and Thunder movie. Thor meets Thor meets Zeus. Zeus makes fun of Thor, saying, "Oh, isn't thunder the just the sound that light that lightning makes?" And you know, so I'm trying to associate all these things that make sense of like you. I think of also like the cats, you know, purr, and I'm thinking I've also seen heard stories. I think an indigenous stories, indigenous cultures about thunder, and I like the turtle playing with thunder or something like that. I recently just heard this, like so this is coming up a lot for me lately, is the thunder, and how the thunder thunder playing with the turtle, thunder is showing the turtle his power basically, and he smashes a tree with his with just the sound of thunder, and then the lightning comes out. So it's like which one starts, you know, which one causes what is sort of coming up in this as I'm looking at it. So I thought, what if it's the purr, like the cat's so resonating with whatever is going on, or so at peace with whatever's going on, not necessarily resonating because there's storms, there's darkness, all this stuff. It looks like a lot of darkness in this couple of cards, but it's also they're both looking the same way. They're both just very calm and at peace with that darkness, and what if it's the cat's purr that's just so resounding, so calm that it's causing the lightning. That's just the feeling that I got, you know, and all the little bits that went into creating that feeling of all these things that I've just been hearing about thunder recently. It's very, just very prominent in my life right now. And I also listening to the Women Who w Run with Wolves. That also came up. It's almost like the wild. Well, the way that I connected that was, you look at the Bible, you've got this being, this person who's turned their attention from the things that they had their focus on, the cups, maybe things that they were trying to manifest, things that they were trying to hold. And you know, you don't know whether or not they've knocked these cups over on purpose, or if they know that there's still two cups standing, they've just turned their back. And looks like they're reflecting, they're going within, also at peace with the darkness, also almost wanting to be in the darkness. and so that's where I thought maybe it's just it's it resonated with the story of how Wild Woman tries to connect with those who are those who are sort of see if I can remember this right. people who have sort of been beat out of their or conditioned, programmed out of their true nature, out of their like power through these expected social norms and all this stuff. all the things that pull us away from our creativity, our like what's actually trying to be expressed through us. And I just get that feeling of the wildness and the darkness trying to connect through each other. Like they need each other. One, you need to be in this dark space for the wild to reach you. That's like the prime environment for that to reach you, because you're more likely to be reachable in that, either that isolation or the desperation or whatever it is. It's just the right conditions to want change and to want to escape from that. That's kind of what I got.
I like this thought of the wild and the darkness, and it reminds me of the allegory of the cave, by who wrote that?
Plato? No.
No, Aristotle. Right? I don't think it was Plato, was it? Thought it was an A. Anyways, author doesn't matter too much. But what it reminded me of was this was when the person comes out of the cave and sees how bright the light is on the other side, it makes them want to retract and go back into the cave, go back into the known. And when I heard that story, it kind of made me think that the light often is blinding for us. We can't see as much in the light as we can in the dark sometimes because of how bright it is or how intense it can be. And so when we go back into the dark, we can start to see things a little bit clearer, a little bit more clearly, going back and looking at our shadows. And not necessarily the dark that obscures everything, but sitting in that darkness and allowing our sight to adjust so we can really see the subtle light that's coming in around whatever wherever the light might be coming in. And the thought that it came to my mind, the imagery is like the darkness retreat that I did. I had a blindfold on and I was in a closet just sitting there for 24 hours, and I could still find the light because of how subtle the light was. And I could hear the cars going by on the road, because of how silent it was. And there are so many things that I noticed and picked up on because there wasn't so much noise and intensity of sensation. And so that's kind of what I see here is that I think I really liked what you're saying of how these cups are our manifestations. They are the things that we are trying to create, the effort that we're putting in, our hopes and our dreams. And here she has three of them spilled. And she's losing that hope. She's enshrouding herself in darkness and turning her back to those cups, because most of her cups have been emptied. And I think that process is something that's necessary, that we go inward, we retract. And I think sometimes we look at that as something as a bad thing, like we've lost hope on our dreams, but I don't know that that's necessarily true. And I've seen that in my own life where I've needed to retract from the hopes and the dreams that I was carrying in life because it was overextending. Like where I was in my own personal development was not ready for where I wanted to be. And so I had to retract and I had to lose that hope a little bit and sit in the darkness and find the quiet. And remember to listen to those subtle voices that come from within rather than all of the intense sensations that come from without. And so I think that's a really important process for us to go through, that losing hope is not necessarily the end of things. It's simply part of that expansion and retraction that we experience, that frequency of us expanding further outward. We have to, not, well, I guess we don't have to, but a lot of times we retract so that we can expand further, and we retract and expand. And it's just part of a lot of our processes. And I love this guy, this Seven of Thunder, this bobcat, who is going through, this lightning and thunder, this storm, this chaos that's happening around it. And it's finding its center. It knows what it, who it is. It has its confidence. It's not scared by the chaos of all the things around it, and the chaos of the fracture in its existence that's being caused by this lightning, by this chaos. We go on these manifestation dreams. We go on these things that we pursue, and our existence fractures. We're changing timelines. We're changing, the space that we are in, and what we understand as our existence fractures and becomes something new. And so that calm, that kind of going back into that shadow, that darkness, that place of calm, and just finding our center while all these things go on around us can be such an important thing for us to do. And just knowing that life keeps going, and we'll find more cups, and we'll fill more cups up, and we will find new dreams and new manifestations. And just because our manifestations that we've had, our dreams that we've had, aren't exactly how we imagined them, doesn't mean we can't keep creating new ones. Doesn't mean that we can't keep being a manifester and alchemically creating the life that we have in front of us. So yeah, that's kind of what I get from those.
I love that you framed it as giving up hope. What I've been doing personally, and it reminds me also of the thing that I didn't, put in before about these cups. the things that you had been trying to manifest, and I forgot again, but I'll get back to it. Maybe. We'll see. But the point is, like, what I've been trying to do is it's almost like peace in losing hope, because you don't need to have hope for the same things. We have hope for certain things, right? We put our hope into specific things, and it's okay to let those things, because when you're saying lose hope, it doesn't mean you lose all of it. You're just losing the hope for that certain thing. And I used to love saying, lose all hope, just lose it all. Because hope doesn't do anything. In my mind. It's hope is like saying that I don't have it, basically. And I don't think I can get it or whatever. And that's something that's sort of, it depends on how you frame it, I guess. But I think it was, oh yeah, the stirring, the willingness to stir things up, because we also get attached to the things that we have hope in, a lot of the times. And so the willingness to turn your back on these things, and to, to go within, to regroup, be ready to, shake things up, to have things be different, having that moment of silence to recompose yourself, reassess whether or not something serves you. Because and that is remembering the thing that I didn't put in, is like, you could have just knocked over the things that don't serve you anymore. And it could have been intentional that you left those two things up, the two cups up purposely, or or you could have just turned your back regardless of whatever may the cups fall where they fall, those are a couple of things that I thought of, but and now I just totally lost that train of thought. I train. See you tomorrow.
My train.
Wherever.
Momentum got lost. Well, something that you said that I really liked was this idea of hope, that it's really nothing. And it reminded me of something that my teacher and trainer has taught, or has one of the things that one thought that he had expressed was that faith, we all have faith. We all have faith in the things that are not seen. It's simply just where we are putting our attention, where we're putting our focus. So if we have our phone, we have faith that our phone is going to satisfy whatever need is inside of us. If we're eating food, we have faith that that food is going to sustain us in the way that that we hope that it will. And our belief in these things that are outside of us is such a huge part of all of it. And we don't know much in this life. Well, I think the way that I have reframed knowing something for myself has simply just been something that I'm intimate with, something that a concept or whatever it might be, something that I am that is close to me or that I have brought close to me, but it's not something that I can. To me, knowing something doesn't necessarily mean that it's truth. It just means that I have a belief, I have faith and attention on this thing that I have in my life, whatever it might be, whether it's my dreams or manifestations or whatever it might be. And that is continually changing and continually evolving. And so I think losing hope on in something, and hope is kind of that idea that we don't have it yet. But we always have faith in something. And hopefully we find that loss, whenever that loss happens, we have a loss of hope. Hopefully we start to find faith and a belief in ourself. In who we are, so that we know our own capacity to act for ourselves, to be our own person, and in whatever way it is. Kind of coming back to this, what it said on the back of this deck is just the belief that when we truly believe in ourselves, we become powerful and potent. And so a lot of times these fractures in existence, these fractures of who we think we are, brings that about, brings that trust and belief and faith into ourselves and our abilities as beings in this world.
Reminds me of the Tao. If you want to be whole, you have to let yourself be broken. And that's what, I said that to our teacher recently when she was saying she how proud of me she was, from my growth from the last season of Alchemy to this one. I was like, well, I had to let myself be broken, to get to this point. And we got to be willing to do that. And that's so, like, it's really coming out in these cards, the being that willing to have the, like, your world crumble, your everything that you know, just let it all be shattered so that you can, in honor of something more expansive, more or big enough for what you've expanded into, like all the growth that you've been through, all the things that you've put yourself through, all, even if you put your hope into all these cups, you just, let them go. That's what I just remembered right now is what I've been doing is I've been burning all of my old, I don't remember if I've already said this before. I've been burning old journal pages because I don't want to have anything that any evidence of all the unmanifested things, things that I've been putting my hope into, things that I was trying to manifest out of ignorance or out of trying to please somebody else, you know, just letting it all completely go, starting with a blank slate, letting myself, setting myself free from that. And yeah, it's sometimes painful. But it's, you know, it's the growing pains. It's how we, just like how they say muscles grow, is like they have to tear first, for them to grow, and that's that.
Break the walls and push the boundaries and find out what you're really capable of and who you are. And there's a lot of important things that go in that process of breaking and rebuilding.
Let the shift hit the fan.
Yeah. And shift, to be able to shift, you have to break from your position.
Oh,
But I love it.
I feel stretched.
Nice. All
Good.
right, people. I think that's what we got for you this week.
Hope you enjoy your darkness, your breaking stuff up, your warmth, all of that during the holidays.
And be
Well,
gentle.
yeah.
Be gentle with yourself.
This is your time. Just go within, let all the holiday madness happen, you know, and just know you're being expanded.
Yep. We love you.
And
Go be a shift in this world, in your world. Shift your world.
you are the shift, opiate. Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.